News Radio 600 KOGO.
So pivoting in the new year of taking maybe a drinking hiatus is pretty common. It takes place every year with a lot of resolutions. Today, the sober curious movement is taking flight with a lot of Americans doing a dry January. Well, the Spirit Free Challenge online program is about taking a break from alcohol for 30 days. And Cindy Chapman and her sister Catherine are helping to guide you through the process. Cindy's joining us on the KOGO News Live Line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did this dry January thing get started?
LaDonna, I was a stay-at-home mom during the, you know, at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. And in October of 2020, I just noticed, you know, I was drinking a little too much wine, probably three and a half glasses, too many evenings. And I wasn't feeling great. It was a stressful time. And so I started a tracker. And I looked at the tracker, and I could see after a couple weeks, I could see a pattern of the fact that I didn't feel as good the next day after I drank alcohol because I used a color-coded system and with my emotions. And so I modified it, and I started adding in just tons of self-care. Like, I just put in so much self-care, somatic experiencing exercises, yoga, meditation, amount of alcohol that I was drinking, and I just felt way better. So I started at that time also researching the Sober Curious and Zero Proof movement, and I got really interested in it because it's really growing. Zero Proof sales skyrocketed in the last year. They actually went up 33%, and there's $330 million sold of Zero Proof drinks. A lot of people are interested in the sober curious space as well, which is like a gray area drinking where people don't identify alcoholics, but, you know, or with alcohol abuse disorder, but they just think, oh, you know what, I want to take a break. I'm not feeling as great when I drink. And so that's a really big growing movement as well. So I just got interested in that. I modified my own, you know, drinking. And then I got with my sister, who's a yoga teacher, and we created this program to roll out to the public.
So a lot of, you know, I don't think you're alone in this. A lot of people have reported drinking more during the lockdowns. And yeah, while, you know, not saying that they are an alcoholic or anything, they're just saying, you know what, I'm drinking too much and I want to, yep, I want to lower that. So this seems like a way that they can sort of ease themselves into it and look for things to replace that, that glass or three of wine, of a night.
Exactly. Actually, during the pandemic, I mean, alcohol skyrocketed. One in four people reported drinking more, and women by 41% in heavy alcohol use. So it really did go up. And a lot of people are ready to do a dry January, I think, this year. Last year as well, it was like 15% of people that drank did dry January. So the Spirit Free Challenge is awesome because it gives you not just a way to take alcohol out, but a way to put good stuff in so that you don't feel deprived. And that's the whole point of it. It's all about putting in self-care and daily coaching, community support, you know, videos with meditation and yoga tips, healthy eating tips, and more, so that people feel great. It's really, we look at scientifically proven ways to boost your feel-good neurotransmitters.
You know, it's interesting because I've seen a lot of ads on Facebook and other social media specifically for their, I guess they're cocktails, but they're not really cocktails because they don't have alcohol in them, but sort of these flavored things that you can put with club soda or whatever, and it feels like you're having a cocktail. You can socialize like you're having a cocktail, but you're not. And so, you know, they're saying that a lot of people who try these are like, yeah, I really love them because I still feel like I'm socializing. I feel like I'm drinking even though I know I'm not drinking, and I just feel better and happier.
Exactly, and that's why the zero proof, that's a zero proof, you know, movement right now that you know, has grown like 33% this last year. People are, it's taking off, and the beer industry is the biggest portion of that, but all across the board actually. And so yeah, because and the Spirit Free Challenge has mocktails you know, daily that you can use to replace the alcoholic beverages that you would be drinking, because often it's just having a glass of something in your hand while you're at a social event or something to make you feel comfortable.
Well, the web, and so, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. That's it. So it's proven to help, your comfort level, and it's just a replacement.
So it's spiritfreechallenge.com, spiritfreechallenge.com. And Cindy Chapman, we appreciate the information on taking part in a dry January or for those who are sober curious.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.